Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Jane's brother Johnny, who married the millionaire Alice Everett, finds himself financially embarrassed. There's no money forthcoming. They think he ought to go to work at one of the many Everett enterprises. It has terribly upset Johnny's plan for a life of ease. This episode takes place after dinner and is in alternate scenes between the Aces' bungalow and the Everett mansion. But first to the Aces, where we find Jane and Mr. Race. Listen.
Well, where is he? If he fails to show up here tonight, I'm going over to that Everett home and give him a piece of my mind in tone so loud
that... Dear, please.
I had about enough of his big ideas. Everybody works, but it's not good enough for him.
Well, dear, I wish you wouldn't start hollering.
I'm not going to holler. I've got a 10-minute talk with Slides I'm going to give that boy. Why, it's a disgrace. He marries a girl, and what a girl. What a chance to make something of himself. And what does he do? He goes right back to where he was when he was lying around here, sponging off of us. Well, this is a showdown. I can't get over it. Old man Everett wants to take him into the business somewhere, and he ought to be tickled to death.
Oh, if Mr. Everett wasn't such a tightrope, he'd give him some money.
Listen, Jane, Mr. Everett is one of the most respected citizens in this town. He started from nothing and built up an empire of business. He could afford to let Johnny lie around and take life easy and go on being his son-in-law, but he wants to make something of him. He wants to have somebody to leave his big business to when he's gone. He's an old man. He doesn't know how much longer he can go on being active.
Well, Johnny says...
I don't care what Johnny says. He's not saying anything tonight. I'm doing the same. The old man gives him a trip around the world for a wedding gift. That was silly right there. Johnny should have gone right to work. He could have had a lot of sugar by now.
Sugar?
Yes, he ought to be salting it away.
Salt? Well, dear, why don't you make up your mind when
he is? Well, there he is.
Well, I'll let him in. Now, please be friendly.
After all I did, I'll be friendly, all right.
Oh, dear, I know something's going to happen. Yes, just a minute, Johnny.
Well, I thought you'd gone out.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi, what's up?
What?
Why the message for me to come over? You sounded like it was urgent.
I sent the message.
Oh, hello, old boy. Hi.
I'm fine.
That's good. Well, what's on your mind? What's wrong?
You have no idea, have you?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, he saw the bill.
Just a minute, Jane. I know how to handle this.
Oh, I think I see what it's all about now. Kind of got teased that you'd fancy me enough for a couple of suits and some odds and ends.
And fancy you, huh?
Sure, that's all it is. You don't think I wasn't going to pay it back?
Yeah, like you paid back everything else you got here?
Oh, that was different. Those days are gone forever. I'm in a different position now.
You in a position?
Yeah.
The position being Alice Everett's husband, I suppose.
Oh, so that's going to be your attitude, is it? Because I asked you to advance me a measly $80 for a couple of
suits. A measly $80?
Why, the idea. Realizing that spot I'm on, and you want to start a family row over $80. Why, the very principle...
Listen, it's not the principle with me, it's the money. I don't want to talk principle to you anyhow. In fact, I don't want to talk to you at all after this, but I'm going to have my say tonight, and you're going to hear it.
Well, if you're going to stop preaching for $80 as if I weren't going to pay...
Oh, you thought of paying it. I suppose you know where you could get $80 just offhand.
Where I could get $80? Don't you see it's not $80? This thing is much bigger than that.
There's nothing much bigger than $80 right now.
Oh, is that so? I suppose you think I can't pay it.
Oh, now, don't make me laugh.
All right, I'll show you. $80, Herb.
Johnny, where did you get all that money?
All what money? Look at the way she stares at $100. That's because you don't think in terms of big money. $80, huh? 40, 60, 70, 80. Here, take it. Count it.
Where did you get this?
Where did I get... Who do you think you're talking to? A guy that's down to his last cent? You don't think that chicken feed like
that
this?
That's chicken feed. Just because you paid the $80, there's no reason I'm going to not have my talk with you. Now, you listen to
oh,
me.
Oh, no, you listen.
Oh, Father, it's such an embarrassing and unbearable position for me to be in.
I know it, my dear. I sympathize with you.
Why, only this evening I had to give him $100 so he could stop by and pick up your new golf club.
But he insisted he wanted to do it.
Of course, he always insists. He wants to be nice.
But if he didn't have the money...
He doesn't stop to think about things like that, Father. And it's so awfully humiliating for me to have to give him money as if he were a child. Dear, what are we going to do?
Well, Alice, we've told him what we expected.
Yes, I know.
It's not asking too much, is it?
I think he feels that starting to work at the bottom the way you want him to will... Well, it's a sort of a come-down for him. He's been golfing and partying around with all our friends.
But is it so terrible to start learning a business from the bottom? I did it, my dear.
Well, I understand, Father. It's just that Johnny doesn't.
Has he said anything about his plans?
I try to make him talk about it, but he just keeps saying it's going to turn out all right and for me not to worry.
But you do worry, my child.
Well, how can I help it? And it's all our fault. We started him off wrong. That trip
was... Yes, that was a mistake, quite definitely. But you wanted it, too.
Oh, I'm not putting the whole blame on you, Father. We're both to blame.
He must be made to realize that there is something more in life than just pleasures. When you both came back home, I was never so happy. I could see you were very much in love.
Oh, I am, Father.
Oh, of course you are. Then I waited. I thought perhaps he would come to me and have a heart-to-heart talk. A man to man, tell me that he realizes the position he's in and that he wants to come into the business somewhere.
It would never occur to him.
Yeah, I realize that after a week or two. And then after this highly unfortunate complication with his valet, I felt I had to say something and to say it sternly. I did. I tried to be as fatherly as I could.
I know you did, and I love you for it.
And he hasn't said anything to you at all?
About working?
Yeah.
I told you. He keeps saying that things will turn out all right, not to worry. But things are not all right. Not as long as I have to hand him money.
Have you given him money often?
Oh, no. This is the first time.
Well, how does he manage? Wasn't that a new suit he was wearing this evening?
Yes, it was. He brought home two of them. I asked him about them, and always the same answer, not to worry, that things are going to turn out all right.
But, my dear, this can't go on forever. I should have spoken to him tonight, after dinner. But he was in such a hurry to go somewhere.
Yes, he went to his sister. They called him about something. Do you know, Father, sometimes I think they're to blame for all this.
They?
Yes.
Nonsense, Alice. Mr. Ace is a hard-working and very earnest businessman. I'm sure if he understood the boy's position, he would agree.
Oh, maybe he would. But the sister...
No, my dear.
I can't help it. I can't help but feel that they think they've married him off to a gold mine, and they expect him to dig for gold.
And he certainly shall dig for it. I'll see to that.
What do you expect me to do, take a job digging in the street?
It wouldn't hurt you.
Oh, now, dear, you don't mean that.
And neither does he, digging in the street. He knows what kind of a job it is to go to work for old man Everett.
I know I'm not going to work at any kind of a job just for the sake of working. If he wants to offer me something pretty big...
Pretty big? What qualifications have you for a big job? What do you know about big jobs? What kind of a big job did you have in mind?
Oh, there's any number of big jobs he could give me. I'd even thought that what he needed is a public relations man. I could do that.
Public relations? What's that?
He's a relation of old man Everett, and he wants the public to know it.
You see, you can't talk sense to him,
James. You think it's sense to turn down a job offered to you by Mr. Everett?
I haven't turned down anything. I haven't had the right kind of a job offered me, that's all. You don't expect me to start in as an office boy.
Not for me, you couldn't. But if Mr. Everett wants to take that chance...
There he goes again. You're just sore that you didn't get to half on that $80 you spent.
Oh.
Kind of took the wind out of your sails, didn't it? Thought you were going to give me one of those lectures.
Yes, and you're going to get it.
Oh, no, I'm not worried even. I don't owe you anything. I just paid you. And now that I know your attitude, it won't bother you again for a favor.
I'll say you won't.
In fact, it'll make you feel any better. It won't bother you at all for anything. We never did have the same idea.
Thank heaven. As long as I've known you, you had an aversion for work. Your father had the same trouble with you. So you came on here and lived off of us for a long time. Not that you've got a chance to make something of yourself. A chance only a guy as dumb as you could be lucky enough to get. You turn it down.
Who said anything about turning it down?
Well, you're not taking it, are you?
I'm taking my time about going into anything.
And while you're taking your time, you're charging suits and ties and things like that to me.
I paid that back. That's all over. We understand each other now.
I understand you. I doubt if you'll ever understand me.
All right, all right.
Listen, Major, I want to say a few things to
you. I don't want to listen to any of your lectures. I don't need advice or talking to from anybody. I know what I'm doing.
You talk to him again, Father.
Oh, of course I will, my dear. But I'm afraid it will do little or no good. He's a young man with some very young and definite ideas.
Don't I know it?
When we had our first talk, I tried to explain to him that there was a place waiting for him. I tried to show him that eventually there would be a bigger place, and in the long run, it would all go to him. After all, my dear, I can't go on as actively as I have been for very much longer.
Oh, Father, of course you can't.
Oh, no, Alice.
You have years and years ahead of you.
Yes, my dear, I know. But your happiness is my first and only concern.
Darling.
And your happiness is now at stake. I can see your worry. I've seen it for some time. He must be made to realize me. I'll wait up and talk to him tonight.
Father, if you spoke to him gently, maybe he could understand.
I'll try, my dear.
You know, I think what Johnny needs is a kind and gentle handling, something that will appeal to his heart. Be gentle with him, Father.
What you need is a good shellacking.
Oh, I do.
Yes, your father never gave it to you, I understand.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd like to try.
Well,
don't you hit him, dear. Don't you hit him, Johnny.
Don't worry about him hitting me.
Oh. Jane's going to have her hands full keeping peace unless something is done. But something is done, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.